Hi there, this is Jesse Gilbert, aka the Alpha Cyber Wolf. I'm just going to do a quick audio on this page. I don't have time yet to do the video rendering where I upload the video and break it down bit by bit how much hardcore felony evidence fraud is involved in this illegal, fraudulent, cooked video from Axon Enterprises CEO Rainbow Rick Smith and those gang of little monkeys at evidence.com. So you can see in this video them coming to my cell. Okay, what happened is I asked for my PC 851.5 rights to phone, which by law I am entitled to within 2 hours of arrest, and which they withheld over 3 days. The reason I was locked up is because I made a Faretta motion to represent myself in court when the Public Defenders Association, Bar Bunny, Peter Van Oosting, well, it's not even work he was doing. He was just whatever. I told him I don't want him anymore and I can represent myself, and they arrested me on the spot. So, following my arrest, they violated all of my legal rights over 3 days. And when I asked for the rights to the phone from a Butch Dyke pig named Guichard, I asked politely. I asked very politely about 15 times to the pigs walking by my cell, giving me my legal and civil rights to phone. I want to call my mother and let her know I've been arrested so that she doesn't worry herself to death, and maybe call some other form of legal counsel. And I wanted my legal notes that I'd been compiling about how to potentially deal with this situation, the situation that I do not want a bar bunny representing me when I am far more capable in law than all of them combined, because I'm smart enough to do and understand derivative works law on Microsoft intellectual property assets. Yes, well over $2 billion in undercapitalized Microsoft assets in the form of thesaurus language packs. All I had to do was legal research on my own and some coding and upgrade them on my site for the best software ever invented, the best creative software for all businesses ever invented. I did not need a lawyer, and every single one I tried to consult only defamed me and tried to rob me and literally kill me. So, yeah, that's the scoop. I'm better than every last bar bunny on the planet. I understand derivative works laws to the point where I can understand terms like significant differentiation, transformativeness, etc., and upgrade not just English, Microsoft Thesaurus language packs, but all 26 languages, and create the best creative software for every last facet of business ever dreamed of imaginable. Brainstorm Pro is awesome, the most awesome software, and they tried to defame me as crazy and in need of some reject bar bunny, bar association fraud with a $1 stock business card. So in the videos, you can see them coming to my cell. Of course, they don't tell the narrative story that I'd been locked in there 3 days without my rights, or that I'd asked them over 15 times politely for my legal rights. Now, to tell the full story, yes, I did say something along the lines that I found Guichard, the Butch Dyke, to be something along the lines of an unattractive lesbian, and that I did not appreciate her violating my civil and legal rights with utter and complete impunity and a sadistic smirk on her face. So you can see them come to my cell. And if you look carefully, you can see that the Mongolian pig, aka roast bodog marmot meat, he motions to her to yank her taser before entering my cell. Okay, this was premeditated assault with intent to murder. What they do not show is them telling me to come to the door, turn around backwards, put my hands behind my back, stick my hands through the small slot, and cuff up so that they could take me to an isolation cell and give me a toxic injection to render me sterile and or dead on the spot for insinuating that I found the Butch Dyke criminal pig to be an unattractive lesbian who was violating my civil and legal rights with utter and complete impunity. So, yes, we were arguing. They told me to come over and cuff up for the phone, which they had violated over 3 days. All they had to do was let me out for pod time, which everybody else was being let out for, and I could have used the phone, but they would not even let me out with all the other inmates for my 1 hour per day of pod time to use the phone that I might tell my mother I had been arrested by these criminals so that she would not worry too much. So you have to watch the video carefully, but even if you watch it very carefully and do video analysis, you simply cannot get the truth out of this story. Axon's company slogan is connected cameras, tagline, telling the full story. This is a whole new level of fraud and false advertising. Not only do they not tell one-tenth of the story, but they reverse the narrative 180 degrees to try and frame me as some sort of criminal for defending my life from attempted murder in order to, yes, get this, actually press charges on me for defending my life in 15-on-1 combat when they cuffed my hands behind my back and my feet together and attempted to give me a toxic lethal injection to render me sterile and or dead on the spot to feed literal blood-drinking vampires. So, and you can tell later in the video, you can see if you watch the videos, if you can handle this sort of corruption, this sort of hideous corruption and real deal jail violence, you can hear him saying, look away, look away, look away, look away, when they had me cuffed up and they were going to give me the toxic lethal hot shot. So you can see the Mongolian pig coming to my cell, and we were arguing. And the real story, the real narrative is I was sitting on my bed 10 feet away from them arguing, saying, I do not want to cuff up. Get the F away from me. I do not want to cuff up for the phone when you've already violated my rights 3 days, and I know that you're going to murder me once you get those cuffs on me behind my back. So what really happened was I was 10 feet away. They were standing side by side at the front of my cell. We were arguing, and the Mongolian pig distracted me with a verbal ruse saying, Jesse, look at me for a second. I want you to look at me. Now, it's very hard for humans to resist verbal ruses like this, so I automatically looked at him. And the second I did, pop, went the Axon taser, hitting me directly in the heart, already drawn from Guichard's holster, in a premeditated assault with intent to murder. And so there was a scuffle, and you can see from the video that they cut all the scenes of use of lethal force, the Mongolian pig punching me in the head over 25 times, creating a massive bleeding cut with blood everywhere. And they actually deep faked the video with some sort of next generation neural networks, AI, video editing software. And in this video, they show me walking towards him and shoving him before Guichard circles around him to the right and fires. It's simply not what happened. And even if you don't believe that, and I can understand why you won't believe it, because it's more scandalous and more deep-faked than anything out of that movie, The Running Man, with Arnold Schwarzenegger as Ben Richards, framed for murder of civilians in the helicopter. It's far more scandalous, a deep-fake editing job that they did on the video, when the reality is I was sitting 10 feet away from them on the bed. saying I will not cuff up for the lethal injection. See, it is so ridiculous to think for even a second that any law enforcement officer has the right to open the cell door and attack an inmate simply for refusing to cuff up for the phone. All they can do, by law, is say, fine, no cuffs, no phone, and walk the F away. At most, they could go and get a commanding officer and argue some more and say, he's not cuffing up for the phone. What should we do? But to come into my cell and attack me and shoot me with tasers for refusing to cuff up to go to the phone proves, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that this was premeditated assault with intent to murder via extrajudicial lethal injection. Now, if you watch the video, you can hear me warning them over and over again and again as much as I could. Get out your mobile phone and look me up on your mobile device before you go through with this plan. I know a little bit about law and reputational warfare and how to handle people even above you on the pay grade. I was literally like trying to beg them, look up my phone, get out your mobile phone before you try this, because if you do this and it fails, you are going to get a death penalty. And it did not even register one lick on their mental radar. Okay, that little Mongolian pig, that little NWO Satanist pig committing murders under color of law, he just ignored it completely. We'll just defame him as crazy. Intellectual property laws and economics do not count. Economics do not count for anything. We can just defame him as crazy and murder him and cover it up. And Axon Enterprises CEO Rainbow Rick Smith and his gang of subhuman junkie prostitutes for the 431,239 plus genders movement, they'll cover it up with a deep fake video editing footage and yet another felony forensics fraud. You know, they've probably done over 1,000 felony forensics frauds at evidence.com with their deep fake video editing footage to absolve pigs of murder. Nobody has ever committed suicide inside of a jail. It's not possible. Every last death in a jail is a homicide. Of course, including Epstein. There's no way you can hang yourself in a jail with a little blanket. There's nothing to hang yourself from, and there's no counterweight. You cannot stick a blanket under a bed mattress that weighs 2 pounds and use it as a counterweight to hang yourself. Physics just do not work that way. Nor can you use safety razors. There is nothing sharp. If you slit your wrists with those things, you could not bleed out in 15 days, and they check your cell every hour. So yeah, they tased me, and there was combat and blood everywhere. He was trying to bludgeon me to death, punched me a good, I think it was 25 times or more, full lethal force in the head, creating all the blood that you see in the video. And of course, the use of lethal force, attempted murder, is cut from the video in those tellers of the full story, Axon Enterprises, /evidence.com, CEO Rainbow Rick Smith, another one of these idiots. So the real story of the Alpha Cyber Wolf in combat with over 15 pigs, after they tased me in my cell, about 15 pigs rushed in, cuffed me, and took me to the isolation cell to attempt to complete the task of attempted murder in the first via extrajudicial lethal injection. So you can see the video, they cuffed my hands behind my back and shackled them to my waist and cuffed my ankles together and were yelling repeatedly, look away, Jesse, look away, look away, look away. You can see the massive blood stain on the wall from more use of lethal force, where they rammed my head into the wall repeatedly and attempted murder by bludgeoning and or to soften me up or render me unconscious for the lethal injection. You can see the massive blood stain on the wall, but you do not see how it gets there. In the video from those quote-unquote tellers of the full story, axonenterprises.com/evidence.com, Rainbow Rick Smith. So what really happened is they had me cuffed, hands to the waist, ankles shackled together, and an African witch doctor entered the room. He had long, greasy black hair, not dreadlocks, just greasy black soul glow hair with a beanie of some sort on, and a brown paper baggie containing a massive hypodermic needle. And he was setting up shop to give me the lethal injection. So you can see in the video, I think you can see we're on a concrete bench and I'm at the far right side being held by multiple police, multiple pigs, three or four of them, multiple murdering criminals who violate every last law. And the witch doctor, the, can I say nigger? Can I call someone who tried to kill me a nigger? I'll just call him a African-American or a Negro, whatever the politically correct term is for dealing with someone who tries to murder you and everyone helps him get away with it. So he enters the room and throws the brown paper baggie down at the left side of the concrete bench. And as he's preparing the needle, I see that he is so comfortable with doing this, as he's done it many times before in many other murders at Santa Rita, that he kicks his right leg up on the concrete bench with it hyperextended. So I have studied multiple martial arts. I've had to give up on them due to defamation and too much time spent defending my reputation online and trying to earn money. It's been very hard to earn money after I've been defamed as crazy, even a penny, when I'm probably the most intelligent person on the planet, or at least more intelligent than every last white trash subhuman junkie prostitute for the LGBTQ trillion plus 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 genders movement. So, he kicked his leg up. The African-American witch doctor with the hypodermic needle kicked his right leg up on the concrete bench and had it hyperextended. And I saw it. I glanced over and I had like a second opening, so I relaxed my entire body to rope-a-dope, trick the pigs into thinking I'd given up, and they released their grip on me. And when they did, I jumped up, did a 180-degree spin in the air, and landed with the weight of my butt, full body weight, directly on the witch doctor's knee, making a loud crack sound, snapping it in half, making him scream like a little girl, and flee the room hobbling. So that's not shown in the video. They edited out the attempted lethal injection. Axon Enterprises, CEO Rick Smith is liable for murder in the first of U.S. citizens and thousands of felony forensics frauds indictments. And you can see evidence.com has no front face. It's just a private snuff videos organization and video, fraudulent video editing, illegal racketeering enterprise. And let's see. Well, just to give you an idea how I was, how it was possible for me to prevail in Mortal Kombat against superior numbers with weapons in asymmetrical combat. I had digital IP assets backing me. Some people think that because somebody is bankrupt in terms of American fiat currency and has been defamed as quote-unquote crazy, that you can just murder them, give their blood to vampires, and get away with it. But it's not the case. I had well over $50 million in hard IP intellectual property assets in the form of TLD.com domain names. backing me up in combat. So wealth does have something to do with physical combat. And I believe it was the major factor, or a major factor, allowing me to prevail in Mortal Kombat over 15 pigs, criminals in blue, attempting to give me an extrajudicial lethal injection. Yeah, I'll wrap it up with this for audio one on the Axon Enterprises, felony forensics fraud, deepfake, neural networks, AI, body cam footage scandal. And stay tuned for audio two.